The Adirondack Council is applauding the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation's recent announcement that it will implement a regulation in early June that sets strict carbon dioxide emissions limits on coal-fired power plants operating in the state. In the second part of our interview, Council spokesman John Sheehan tells WAMC's North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley they expect the state's move will eliminate all coal-fired power generation in the state by the end of 2020.
The fact that this was in the works has essentially caused all of the power plants in the state to stop burning coal already. And that is great news for the Adirondacks because those smokestacks are the closest ones to the park, the ones that would contribute the highest percentage of their pollution to the Adirondacks. So having those get cleaned up is very important, and we're grateful to see that happen. Once this regulation goes into effect, it'll essentially be illegal to burn coal in New York to create electricity, and that's a great next step. Certainly, coal has had a big impact in making acid rain worse and also in climate change, and that's something that we ought to get away from as a fuel. I think we're showing in the Adirondacks that renewable energy is something that is both a reality and a desirable part of the future.
Most of what's burned is actually out of the Midwest states. Mm-hmm. And going back to the much more massive acid rain problems we had in the 80s and 90s,
right,
we learned that it's the Midwest power plants, even more than New York State's power plants, that were problematic.
So, oh, yeah. There are single power plants in the Midwest that put out more sulfur and nitrogen pollution than every power plant in New York State combined. So, yeah, there are still some very dirty ones out there, 36 of which cause smog in the Northeast, and they're supposed to be regulated by EPA, but they're not doing the job right now.
So how much of a difference will the DEC limits on New York power plants actually make when we still have those problematic Midwest plants?
Well, we can only do what's in our control, and I think New York has set an excellent example for the rest of the country in terms of both cleaning up its emissions for acid rain and carbon as a participant in the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. If we saw the kind of cuts that the regional program has created in the region from Maine to Maryland in the Northeast spread out across the country, we would not be worried about complying with the Paris Accord. We'd be beyond compliance with the Paris Accord. And we'd be setting a standard for the rest of the world to catch up to.
John Sheehan, you've mentioned climate change a few times over the course of the conversation. The council would like to see passage of the Climate and Community Protection Act. I looked that up. It's in the Environmental Conservation Committees of both the Assembly and Senate right now. There's 21 provisions in this bill, and the one that jumped out at me was to take actions to promote adaptation and resilience. That provision seemed to sum up all of the other provisions.
Right.
What do you think the odds are of getting this through when it's still in committee in both houses of the legislature, and how important is it?
I think it's got a pretty good shot. The sponsorship is the chairman of the Environmental Conservation Committees in both houses. So that's a big boost for the legislation and something that will make it much more likely to pass. We had hoped that this would pass in previous years, and we're expecting that there would be agreement reached on this while there was still Republican control of the Senate. So we're more confident that there will be an agreement this year on the legislation, and we're hoping that we'll see this happen relatively soon.
Your email mentioned that you want these policies in so that the governor can't ignore climate policies.
Right. We'd like to see the climate legislation essentially codify the things the governor has said he wants to accomplish, like producing 50% of our state's power by renewable sources by 2030 and getting to 100% by 2050.
Is there a sense of urgency because of the presidential administration?
I think so. And anything that we can do to show that climate change needs to be addressed on the federal level and that this administration is not doing so is important for every voter to notice before 2020.
You can hear more from the Adirondack Council's John Sheehan at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.